Okay, so we're here in my Amazon advertising dashboard, and the first thing to do is not run away. Like, Tim, there's a lot going on here. Are you nervous yet?
I'm very nervous. I start seeing graphs and buttons, and I'm not an IT whiz, Todd, so
Numbers.
hopefully you can break it down for me.
Yeah, that's right. There are all these panels and all these toggles and all these buttons and graphs and floaty things, and we're going to ignore all of that. And we're going to go straight to creating our first campaign. That is this magical little button here in the middle that says Create Campaign. I'm going to click on that, and Amazon's going to give me three different choices. We're going to ignore this because we don't like to burn money. We're going to ignore this because we don't like to burn money. We're going to click the sponsored products because year over year, this is the type of ad that has given me and my clients and all of my friends who run ads the best bang for the buck. This is where you're going to get the maximum ROI per dollar spent in real dollars, not just imaginary impressions or like the ego boost you get from seeing yourself on a Kindle. We got to optimize the dollars first. So we're going to hop into these sponsored products. Some of you may have seen this before if you watched the mini course that Tim and I released for free. But I'm going to run through it real quickly just to refresh you on the numbers and really just give you the path to starting as quickly as possible. So with the name, we want to make sure to standardize this. Tim, pick a number between 1 and 5.
Four.
4. Excellent. So that would be my daily creative motivation book, volume 2. And I'm going to call this a sponsored keyword ad. And that's because over time, I'm going to create hundreds and hundreds of these things. I want to be able to filter just this type of ad, right? And then I'm going to date it as best I can, whatever the date happens to be. It just happens to be July right now. It doesn't matter. I could call this December if it was December. But that's just for my records. I want to see how many ads I've started in a month and which one there is. Book name, type of ad, date. I'm not going to worry about portfolio, and you shouldn't either because there aren't that many things going on right now in your portfolio or in your campaigns. You don't need it. I'm going to start this today. I'm going to end this approximately the end of the month, actually exactly the end of the month, for two reasons. One, because I want there to be an end on this while I watch the data. And two, because Amazon is more likely to spend my money if it knows that the ad is going to end soon. Again, Amazon just doesn't want to shell it out, and it will almost never spend more than, I think it's 42% of your budget. Like, that's the number I've seen. But we want to encourage it to spend our money. So I'm going to go, okay, roughly 3 weeks from today, that's when we're going to wrap this ad up. For daily budget, always when I'm starting out, $5 a day. Amazon won't spend that. But even if it decides to, I'm out $150. And because of the keywords I'm going to show you in a minute, because of the type of ad that we're running, we'll probably make all that money back. If our cover description, etc., is good, I'm going to choose manual targeting because that's the quickest way to get started. I'm going to choose dynamic bids down only. What I don't want Amazon doing is randomly bumping up my spend on a keyword until I have data to support whether or not it's a good idea. In the beginning, we're going to take all the risk out, we're going to remove all the scary things, and we're going to go down only. So that means if it's less likely that your ad will lead to a sale, Amazon is going to decrease your bid. I'm going to use this custom text ad, which gives us the opportunity to write something along our ad. Tests have shown that's far better than just the cover. Even if you have the best cover this side of the Mississippi or this side of, well, I don't know, the Atlantic Ocean, whatever a big river in Australia is, you still want to have that text ad because you have a chance to get people to interested in the book.
So, Todd, this is just a subtitle, right? Is what I would call it. Just an extra line, subtitle under the book
Yeah.
name that says buy this book because it does X or
perfect
something. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Tim picked number four, which is my 1, 2, 3, 4th book. And somebody's watching this right now going, your counting is out of control, man. But it's because I know it's my 4th book. And so I was bouncing around. This is my 4th book, Daily Creative Motivation Volume 2. And actually, that's the paperback version, which is fine. It doesn't matter if you advertise for the paperback or the ebook. Changes some tracking on Amazon's side. There is no best choice. Because usually, once someone gets to the sales page, they're just going to buy whatever version they want anyways. And now we're down here in the magic, and we start to see, again, some scary rows, numbers. We've got all these words I don't understand. We're going to ignore that for now, and we're going to look at this and focus on the targeting. Now, what we're doing is keyword targeting, which, again, that just means when someone types a keyword, a search term, into Amazon's box, it gives a certain result. This is the word that the person might be typing. Okay, so I'm saying, okay, when someone types this and searches for it, I want to show up. I want to have a chance at showing them my ad. Since we're starting with the easiest way possible, what we're going to do is add all of these keywords that Amazon thinks is a good match for my book based on the information that it has. That means the title, the settings, any of the like the book description, the keywords and or the metadata that we added earlier, another scary word. One of those things that we use when we set up the book, it's saying, okay, you know what? We think when people search this, they're gonna want to buy your book. And I say, that sounds great, Amazon, but I don't want you to rob me, so I am not going to use this suggested bid. I'm going to use the suggested keywords, but never the suggested bid. Okay? What I'm going to do instead is I'm looking at all these keywords. I'm going to drop into the bid. I'm going to click default bid, which means that I'm going to set all of these options to the same price. And the price that I'm going to use is 30 cents. Now, some of you are looking at these suggested bids going, Todd, like you're never gonna show up. How's that the case? Remember, these are not always the bid. This is not a minimum amount to get you in the door. This is just what Amazon thinks roughly at any good time based on all of the wizardry and magic and nonsense they have going on behind the scenes, that somewhere in this range will probably get you shown. The reality is, this is a great place to get started if you have no idea what you're doing and no idea if these are even the right terms that people want for your book. $30 default bid. We're going to add every single one of these keywords, and that's given us 63. Okay, I just moved over here. No, don't, nothing scary. Here they are still, they're all here. At our default bid. And so finally, we're going to scroll down here a little more. We're going to ignore this for now because we don't really have enough information to make it useful. And we're going to head into this creative custom text. Again, old copywriting stuff. Tim, I'm like, man, I've said copywriting a lot in this course. Maybe that needs to be the next one, is a copywriting mini course or something. Essentially, we're going to keep it simple. The simplest template that you can use for this book is, this is a book that helps blank do blank. This is for nonfiction writers. And you're saying, okay, this is basically the main point of the book. Gets back to that problem solution stuff we talked about a while ago. So this book helps creative people get motivated every single day. I added a single because I was like, God, there's got to be something in there that's different than just what's on the cover. And that's what I'm going to go with, right? This book helps creative people get motivated every single day. So now what's happening is when I launch this campaign, I will step into line, basically. There's a line at Disney World. There's a line at the deli counter to get your turkey meat. there's a line with people who want to show up for certain keywords. Unlike Disney World and the deli turkey line, this is a different process for who gets picked. I'm in with these keywords. I'm in with this blurb. Before I press launch campaign, Tim, any questions, anything I need to revisit?
The only thing you've missed, Todd, is that I'm a bit unclear on is where is this ad setup page? Like, what's the link? Where do I go to actually?
Oh, man. See? The very, very beginning. All right. Okay. So, we just started in the dashboard. Normally, you'd head to advertising.amazon.com and you'll sign in with your KDP account. I'm just going to click this and it'll bump me right into the dash. Okay. With all my stuff. Got to make sure that's not client material showing up. Okay, great. And that's how it's done. Makes sense?
Cool. Makes sense to me.
Cool.
Let's move on.
All right. And then I will launch this campaign. And I like to make a little rocket noise every time. Oh, it goes through there. I really do that every time. It's so exciting. Makes it way more dramatic that way. And now we've done it. That's the first ad that we've launched. And if you find it in the campaign manager, if you want to see it in the campaign manager, it may not be there yet. Sometimes it takes a minute to load. But we're going to see if it shows up. And it has not. But I'll take a look at what it will look like once the ads start running. You can click into every ad and see how they're performing over time. This is a test of a fairly poor performing ad, but I'm looking for this again, 45 cents, right? So Amazon's not exactly killing me here to find out some information. Normally, instead of looking at every ad, I'll just stay on a high level. And especially if this is your first ad ever, you're going to stay here, look at the main dash, and that's how it works. Now your ad is running. Now you'll see these impressions, which means how many times people are looking at it, start to roll in. You're going to look at your KDP dashboard and hopefully see some sales. And that's it. Tim, any other thoughts before we get from the most basic of ads to how you'll continue this process going forward?
No, I think if that's the basics, I'm good with that. So let's move to the next lesson.
Right on. That's how you get started. For the next step, we'll see you in the next lesson.